a wee bit about my background. I was trained as a first and foremost a PE teacher, a secondary PE teacher, and retrained in primary after monumental knee injuries. And I trained at Strathclyde at the Jordan Hill campus, that's right, and did my ATQ there. Went out as a roving head within Argyll and Bute, and then applied for the position that I'm in now at Culmodan. I was there as acting head, and I'm there as a teaching head there just now. So that's just a wee bit about my background. But what happened in the run of up to all of this was that we talk about people that inspire us, things that inspire us. People inspire me, and there's also things that inspire me, like the environment, sport, etc. And I went to visit my friend in Crieff, and their child was going to Clearwarden's nursery, pre-5, outdoor learning area for a school in just outside the village. So she took me along to see. There was no children there that day, and I went in and I just was blown away by this remarkable learning space. Learning space, Ian. It was absolutely incredible. We had teepees up with all the tools inside it. We had water, we had sand pits, but everything was all natural. And these children never spend any time indoors. They are outside all of the time. And I said to my friend, I said, if I ever got a job where I was in charge of a school, that's what I would want for my school. So I took on the job anyway, so I got the head teacher job at Culmodan, and I said at my interview that I would like to introduce Forest School, and the parents were like, you know, and I said, we're surrounded by forest. The Glendaroel is a long glen that reaches from Strachur down to Colintrive, where the ferry goes over to Bute, and we run parallel to Loch Fyne. So we're kind of termed as remote rural. But we are surrounded by the most magnificent scenery. And if people look at my tweets, you'll see photographs of my journey to work and the surrounding mountains. So it was a perfect place. So that's it was Clare's place that inspired me to take this on to my own school. And we've been now developed for three years. We've been going 3.5 years. I was qualified first at level 3 in Forest School. And I was just saying to Paul this morning, what's been absolutely magnificent, I now have my two assistants trained to level 3 now as well. And the pressure that has taken off me is immense, because I have complete confidence with everybody to go and we do our own things out in the forest. Now, as a classroom practitioner, you maybe want to see, well, that's all very well, you can outside and you can see an array of tools there. And I don't mean this to frighten you, that's to aspire you. This is the aspiration of what you can do, and these are the actual tools that I'm using with the children. And I'm using them from primary 2 upwards. I have a little apprentice just now who's learning how to use an axe to split the wood for the fire. So primary 2. So it can be done. But there's a lot of training that is embedded in there first, because we have been going for such a long time. And we take what we do, and we do things in the classroom, and we can then take it outside. So, for example, if you were working on a maths topic, like we were doing shapes and angles, obviously we can take that outside and we make shapes and angles with, you know, natural pieces. And that's, you see that anywhere. But it's about taking those curricular areas, but adding to them and making them more holistic for the child. Why are we doing these? I said we were doing these things, we were photographing right angles, go and find out right angles. And there's a wee conversation between two of the children. And I think I tweeted this up, nobody came up with the answer. Why is there not a left angle? And, you know, that was their wee minds were like, why isn't that a left angle? Paul, have you found that out?
I do not know.
Does any mathematician... why is there not a left angle? So I don't know that. I don't know the answer. I never got an answer to it. So it creates... do you know?
And the right angle is the correct angle.
Is that right?
It's the correct angle to fit beside another block. So it's not... right as in right and left.
Right, okay, that's very good. Thank you very much.
With your current company.
You can tell the apprentices.
That's brilliant. So there you go, you're learning things all the time. And so it's about taking these curricular areas but making them just more engaging for the children, making it more real for the children. And by doing that, we get a lot of literacy comes through it, because we get a lot of learning, listening and talking, and a lot of talking. And we measure the children, and there's little handouts here if anybody wants to take. We measure the child's development using this development sheet, and it talks about the self-esteem, the social skills, language and communication, motivation and concentration, physical skills. And we use that in the pre-fives, because the pre-fives are out with us, and we take that right up through the early years. So then we do a kind of RAG status of it, you know, red, amber, green, and just see the progression of these children. And children who, and this is for, like, you'll be interested, that don't talk, that say very little, are now really communicating all the time. They're running about, they're helping each other, they're talking to each other. So it's just, it enhances the listening and talking, which is great. And of course there's a million and one resources. I've brought some books out there, and I've left a handout which has got a list of various books, and so don't bother writing any of the books down, because they're all on there, and I'll show you different resources just now. Because I want to make it hands-on, I'm going to hand around some children's work for you to see as practitioners what you can get from the children. 3.5 years on, we've now had visitors to our forest. This year we were asked if we would be the lead forest in the west of Scotland to do a CPD for the Forest Education Initiative, and I'll talk about that resource later. And we've had visitors from other schools. We had a school come for their school trip to Glendaroe. It was so lovely. And these were the letters that they wrote back. Now, these are children who are in a very small school as well, and we're a very small, remote school. They're more kind of down at the seaside area. And it talks about this. It talks about making friends. It talks about how nervous they were. It's really quite emotive pieces, and we were reading them with the children the other day there, and we're like, oh, so cute. And it sort of gives you an idea of the ages of them. The little ones, the wee P2 ones, are just lovely. Paul, you'll like these because you do a lot of writing with the wee ones. Does anybody want to just ask me anything at the moment, or say anything to me?
You say you're at level 3. Who was that with?
Well, I did mine with a company called Archimedes, which is an English-based company, but we now have our own person in Argyll and Bute, Ross Prentice, who's now a qualified instructor. So you can come to Argyll and Bute and be trained at forest school level. Yeah. But I don't want you to go away and think that you've got to be forest school trained to do all this, because you have to be forest school trained to use some of these tools there, and I would suggest to build a fire and things like that. However, there's nothing to stop any of us going outside with our children to do a lot of the stuff that we've been doing